not be shut out here tonight at Witter. Laced foul down the left field side. A fastball that Lordoy was just late on. It is now 1-2 on the Faulkner product. Into the Witter field night. A Chris Arroyo moonshot. Something to get the fans on their feet here tonight on this Firework Friday. 1-2 breaking ball, got him swinging. Get those roll rat chants going, I love it. Two outs and the bases are empty here in the bottom of the sixth. This is Tommy Gulbranson. Hitting in the spot of Kyler McIntosh. First pitch missing inside. Thought Tommy Gulbranson was in Mason Onati's spot. Instead, he is in for Kyler McIntosh. The 1-0. Fastball tapped foul out in front of the home plate club. Gulbranson got the nod in game one over at third. The 1-1 fastball tapped on the ground to third base. Reinhart gloves, and he'll throw to first in time. Four-faced here for Kraft in the sixth. Chris Arroyo, a solo home run, gets the Raptors on the board. His sixth of the season makes it 6-1. To the seventh we go here from Winter Field. It is the Growlers 6 and the Raptors 1 right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life.
Top seven here from Witter Field. First batter of the inning, Trey Wells hit by a pitch. Kelly Crumpton into the ballgame for Wisconsin Rapids. I'm joined by a good friend of mine. I talked about him a little bit earlier. He is the producer over on the TV side. It's his final day here with us, and I got my good buddy Dawson Wolf with me here on the broadcast. Dawson, I'm going to miss you so much, my friend. It has been a pleasure to have you here this summer, and it's great to have you on here for the top of the seventh inning.
Well, I appreciate that, Andy, and it means a lot to me. I know we don't work together that often as I'm on the television side, but I know you do great things on the radio and for the Wisconsin Rapids community.
Appreciate that, Dawson. As always, thank you, my friend. As the batter in the box is Colin Blanchard. Count begins 1-0. Kelly Crumpton, third of an inning against Lakeshore back on the 26th, allowed two hits, three earned runs, walked two and struck out one in his Northwoods League debut. That 1-0 pitch on the outside corner called a strike. So heading back home to Michigan tomorrow, my friend, and then you are off for your third year of school over at the University of Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner.
That's right. You know, next week we get our football media started, so we're shooting all of our scoreboard television content that you'll see on the SEC Network later in the year, ESPN, as we kick off against Temple on Friday, August 30th. So we are ready to get this football season underway.
I know you love football, my friend. You've been playing that new college football game like crazy as the 2-1 to Blanchard swung on and missed. Count now 2-2. You're leaving Wisconsin Rapids. You're leaving us here today. What would you say has been your favorite part about being with the Raptors this summer?
Being with the Raptors this year, you know, this is my first summer working in sports, and this community has really embraced me as a whole. And
yeah,
moving up here, coming off a tenure my sophomore year at Oklahoma, coming up here right after school ends, and just the whole community. Everybody's been so nice, so welcoming,
yeah,
and I can't thank Tammy and Craig Kasten. I mean, it's just awesome. They provided me with a bed to sleep in and great food every night, and I'm sure they welcomed you halfway through the season.
Oh, yeah, they did indeed, as the 3-2 misses outside to Colin Blanchard for ball four, a couple of walks issued by Crumpton here in this top of the seventh inning. It'll bring up the center fielder, Lawson Knight. Six runs on eight hits and an error for Kalamazoo. Raptors get on the board in the home half of inning six on a solo homer off the bat of Chris Arroyo. Crumpton looking in, the right-hander. Fourth arm used for Kirk Schreider in this ball game, dealing with a couple of base runners right now. First pitch, lined into center field. It's going to get down in front of Aiden Teal for a base hit. Stop sign thrown up at third base for Trey Wells, and the bases are full of growlers with nobody out here in the top of inning seven. I'm sure you've seen it too this summer, Dawson, the talent in this Northwoods League, especially within the Great Lakes West Division. I know Kalamazoo comes to us from the Great Lakes East, but I think just the Great Lakes West as a whole, some really good ball players. I know even at Oklahoma State, but we're also having a couple of Oklahoma State Cowboys on their roster that did some damage to Raptor pitching this year.
That's right. Colin Bregman was one of those Cowboys that really took over when he played the Raptors. And, you know, like you said, you know, you get the whole Northwoods League, you get a whole mesh of players coming from big D1 programs like Virginia, we see on both rosters here today. Then you're talking about JUCOs, D1, D2, D3 players all coming together and really forming a team just for that 4 or 5 months in the summer months.
Talk about Virginia. One of them in the box right now, that's Antonio Parada, fouling this first one back on the delivery from Kelly Crumpton. A lot of Virginia, and I mean, you look at the Raptors roster, I always talk about Tristan Cruz and Barry and Trotter Boston, both from the NAIA realm. Tristan, the opening day starter, still here with the Raptors, and he's been fantastic to watch this season. And you look at Trotter Boston, obviously left the team about a week ago, ending his Northwoods League season, but he was great too. It's the count now 2-1 on Parada, that delivery missing inside.
And that's another thing too, Andy, about the Northwoods League, is throughout the season, you see different types of players.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, the guys that start the season usually don't end the season with the same team. And you get these new guys that come in from many of these major D1 programs to kind of fill in those spots of those temporary guys that first half of the season. And some of these guys that you see on the field today are going back to some of those D1 big programs like Virginia, like Tennessee, like Oklahoma State, like Oklahoma. And going down the line, you'll see these players playing on many ESPN networks here in the coming spring.
I know I've said it too. I will be paying attention to Virginia baseball this season as the 3-1 misses up and away for ball four. Kelly Crumpton has walked in a run. In to score is Trey Wells. No action in the Raptor bullpen thus far. Yay. Six-pitch walk. And the batter is Miles Beal. Mike Spears out to the mound. A mound visit here with the entire infield. Nick Perry through the last inning, faced one over the minimum, no hits allowed, a walk and a punch out, throwing 20 pitches. The Raptors in this ball game winning the opener 7-6, a walk-off in the bottom of the eighth inning from Kyler McIntosh. And I said after the game, Dawson, obviously know you get to watch the game. You're in the midst of working and on the technical production side. Probably one of the more fun games we've had here at Winterfield this whole summer.
That's for sure. I mean, the first game, I thought on the TV side, was one of our cleanest games and one of the best reaction games that I think that we've had all season. And, you know, working with high school camera operators from day one, seeing their progression throughout the whole year has been absolutely astounding. And, you know, just working with Colin Kapoor on the television side has been an absolute pleasure. And he's a great guy. You know, he's making me learn a lot of stuff about, dealing with talent every day and all that other stuff on the TV side.
First pitch to Miles Beal, swung on and missed. It's 0-1 with the bases loaded. Yeah, the Raptor listeners here know Colin well. He was with us on the Michigan trip and even came out to Green Bay for a game earlier in the season. It's getting to have everyone's perspective of what they do here with the Raptors and at Winterfield as the 0-1 to Beal misses up and away. Beal from Grand Rapids, the beer batter tonight, and has struck out twice, giving some discounted root beer floats and alcoholic beverages to the Raptor fans here in attendance. Still nobody out. Crumpton set, first base side of the rubber, the 1-1. Swing and a miss, count now 1-2. Top of the order, waiting on deck for Kalamazoo, that's Brody Akers, and then Savi Delgado. Now 7 runs on 9 hits for Kalamazoo. The 1-2. Fastball, got him looking. Elevated heater, that's the third time he has struck out in this ballgame. Back to the top of the order with Brody Akers. Akers has scored once in the ballgame on a 5-pitch walk back in the fifth. Went down swinging to lead off inning 6 against Nick Perry. Fifth time around for Kalamazoo today.
You know, Andy, you know, you've been asking me a lot of questions. I got a question for you.
Oh, boy.
What has been your favorite road destination to call a game at?
Oh, I like Lakeshore, the Chinooks. And I always tell people there's – and I mentioned on the broadcast when we were there last week, I played Division III baseball for 2 years, and that's where Concordia, Wisconsin is, the Falcons. And going to play there my freshman season, just as a visiting player, and then getting to call a game there, you know, after graduating college, it was a full circle moment for me. At one point being, you know, suited up in uniform there and then calling a game. And granted, not college, Northwoods League, a little bit better. But just being there and doing different things at the same place within the last few years has been pretty cool. So I like there, and I also like where we're going tomorrow, Green Bay, is a 1-1 pitch to Akers is a fastball in there to make it 1-2.
So as a radio guy, you know, a lot of people don't know, like, you do a lot of preparation from the ballpark to get you ready for the next game. So what does your at-home between games look like to give those listeners what I'm seeing at home and a little bit of a glance into that?
A lot of it's going through the book that you see in front of you right now. I'm tip-top shape with my scorebook every single day. Count 2-2. That one missing inside on Akers. And it's a lot of just going through the online database, what guys have done in previous games, you know, in the last series, or if they've played us before this year, like with Kalamazoo a month ago at Homer Stryker Field, seeing what they did in that two-game set. Because that's the sample size you really want to look at, whether what's of recent or what they've done on the season. 2-2 line to short, cut by Onati. He'll flip to second in time for an inning-ending double play. Score it 6-4 to retire this side. One run in the top of the seventh for Kalamazoo. My friend, it was an absolute pleasure to have you on. I'm going to miss you oh so much. I know we live together, so I'll say bye to you later, but thanks for coming and hanging out with me here for half an inning.
Appreciate you having me, Andy.
That is Dawson Wolf of the University of Oklahoma. We'll be back for the bottom of the seventh inning. It is time to pump it up. Raptors trail 7-1 from historic Winterfield right here on WFHR.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind. Like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but pre-diabetes does.
With combined decades of experience, the team at Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help with exterior projects ranging from siding, roofing, windows, and gutters. The new exterior showroom helps complete the 3D visualizer picture and will bring any project you're dreaming of to life. Wisconsinites know the weather changes fast and can be unforgiving. Call 715-423-5616 for a dedicated and caring team that will be there to help from start to finish. Pro Seamless of Wisconsin is here to help.
At CBD American Shaman, we're here to support your journey to wellness with legal hemp-derived products. Our certified CBD consultants offer a clinical approach to meet your specific needs, whether it's easing chronic discomfort, reducing stress, or improving sleep. We're passionate educators helping you understand the benefits of hemp without the stigma. Discover the natural, legal way to a balanced life at CBD American Shaman. Visit us today and experience the difference.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Bottom seven here from Winter Field, 7-1 Kalamazoo. Andy Ockham returning to you here on WFHR as the 0-1 to Dalton 5-Ash swung on and missed. Ryan Kraft is looking to go the distance here tonight for the Growlers. He threw seven shutout frames in his last start, punching out nine and not walking one. The 0-2 misses low and outside. Seven runs, nine hits, and an error for the Growlers. A run on six hits and no errors for Wisconsin Rapids. The 1-2. Breaking ball fouled back by the Western Kentucky Hilltopper. 5-Ash getting the start at first base today. His first start in the Northwoods League and here with the Raptors. 0-2 thus far. A swinging strikeout in the second and a ground out to second base in the fifth inning. The 1-2. Fastball missing downstairs. 5-Ash has worked the count even at 2-2. The 2-2. Breaking ball fouled away right near the rafter dugout off the bat of 5-Ash. Christian Webb on deck, Ben Lloyd to follow. Here comes the 2-2. That one runs inside and hits him. 5-Ash will get his bag leadoff man aboard here in the seventh for Wisconsin Rapids. For Kraft, that was his 85th pitch thrown in the ball game. It'll bring up Christian Webb. Webb in the ballgame, 0-2 with a pair of groundouts to second base in the second and to short back in the fifth. First pitch to Webb, a breaking ball in the inside corner. It's called a strike. Set out of the stretch, the 0-1. This is outside. The Decatur, Georgia native looking for his first hit of the ballgame. Chris Arroyo, solo home run, an inning ago. The 1-1. Fastball ripped on the ground up the middle to his left. Delgado flips to second one. The throw to first is in time. This Kalamazoo middle infield has been oh so smooth all day long. That is a 6-4-3 twin killing, and there's two down. Ryan Kraft is a pitch away from going the distance here in this seven-inning ball game. Ben Lloyd into the box. Lloyd is 2-for-2 today. He's got two of the six rafter hits, singled in the third, an infield knock for him back in the fifth. Kraft starts him off with a breaking ball that misses outside. Mason Onati on deck. I misspoke when I said Gulbranson was in the game for him. Gulbranson in spot of Kyler McIntosh. Onati moving to short. The 1-0 breaking ball misses inside. Two balls, no strikes here on the NIU Husky. He goes fastball, and it's right there on the outer edge for a call strike. Have some fireworks after the ball game tonight. Either way, game one was awesome here in Wisconsin Rapids today. It's the 2-1 swung on and missed. It is 2-2 on the left-handed hitting second baseman Ben Lloyd. A walk-off comeback victory in game one. The 2-2. He got him swinging. Ryan Kraft goes the distance here tonight. Put it in the books. The Southpaw back-to-back seven-inning outings, and the two clubs split the doubleheader today. 7-1 the final score, 7 runs, 9 hits, and an error for Kalamazoo, a run on 6 hits and no errors for the Rafters. We'll be back here in about 5 minutes for your official postgame show of Rafter Baseball right here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio.
Children are the greatest joy and our best hope for a better future. Friends, they are the future. But did you know that millions of kids right here in our own backyard are facing hunger every day? Without healthy food, it's harder to grow, to thrive, to feel their best.
The impact when children don't have enough to eat is tremendous, because when you're hungry and your basic needs aren't being met, you cannot learn.
Every child deserves to be fed. This is a problem we know how to solve. Food is not just food. It's energy, health, confidence, hope, and even love. Yes, love.
Breakfast in the classroom contributes to kids being more focused, which leads to higher grades, and simply just their well-being.
Thank you!
Learn more about how No Kid Hungry is helping end child hunger in America at helpnokidhungry.org.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is the safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes. And Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families. And it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed. And we feel it and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Find your perfect fit at Mid-State Technical College. You wear many hats. Family, friends, hobbies, career, maybe more. Let Mid-State make finding your career hat easier with in-demand programs and certificates, flexible class scheduling, and unmatched support for your success. Even transfer your credits to a four-year university. Mid-State is here to help you find your perfect fit and make time for it all. Learn more at mstc.edu/perfectfit.
When you need HVAC attention, call in the home run hitters at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. They've been knocking it out of the park for more than 20 years, covering all things home comfort. Whether you need your air conditioning tuned up or replaced altogether, their Bryant experts will always do whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Need to set up an appointment? Schedule yours today at comfortair.biz. That's comfort, AIRE.biz.
Let's scream for Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, Wisconsin.
Enjoy the best ice cream for miles. From opening day to all those summer nights, you'll find the owners and staff there to serve you, and you'll recommend it to others too.
Great family-owned business. Love seeing their smiling faces. You just know they love being there. They go above and beyond for their customers. Ice cream is great too. So many different choices. There's something for everyone.
Swiftwater Ice Cream, where the choices and fun are endless.
Now, let's get back to exciting.
Finding your next vehicle is easy when you visit the team at 8th Street Auto in Wisconsin Rapids. The wide selection of quality used vehicles is out of the park. From cost-effective daily drivers to luxury cars that match your style, you can find the ride you've been searching for. Make a line drive over after the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game and discover award-winning service from the professional automotive team at 8th Street Auto at 4390 8th Street South, a proud supporter of the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are in the ninth inning. Bases loaded and up to bat. Can you hear that crowd? Hear we? What just happened? Everything is dark. The lights are back on. Look at that!
Yes, the team invested in Generac generators from Econ Electric, so no one will miss a moment. Econ Electric is your neighborhood big league pro in Generac generators. Call Econ Electric at 715-423-8440 today.
Thanks for listening to this Civic Media station. You're one of thousands of people tuned in right now, whether on the radio, the app, the podcast, or stream. Audio is the number one source of information and entertainment among adults in the U.S. If you own a business or you're in charge of growing a business, this is a key fact, and you should know how it can work for you. That's where we come in. At Civic Media, our local radio stations influence local people. The same people who shop and buy at your place. Now we also reach those same customers wherever they are in the digital world as well. From podcasts to streaming to apps, laptops, and smartphones, our digital advertising capabilities ensure that we deliver the right message to the right people at the right time. And with our state-of-the-art measurement systems, we can prove it. Schedule a short meeting to learn how we can partner locally to help your business thrive. Go to civicmedia.us. Click on sponsorship. You'll hear back within 24 hours.
Let's get back to the ballpark and more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Final here in Game 2 from Winter Field. The Kalamazoo Growlers 7 and the Wisconsin Rapids Raptors 1. 7 runs, 9 hits, an error, and 8 left on for KZU. A run on 6 hits, no errors, and 4 left on for Rapids. Andy Ockham, your official postgame show of Raptor Baseball, returning to you right here in the Winterfield Press Box. It was Ryan Kraft Day. 7 innings, a complete game for the Indiana Hoosiers. 6 hits allowed, an earned run. Back-to-back 7-inning starts for the left-hander where he did not walk an opposing batter, and he struck out 9, tonight doing it on 93 pitches. Brandon Scott got the nod for Wisconsin Rapids, and unfortunately, gets tapped with the loss despite allowing just 1 run through 4 innings. 4 hits given up by B. Scott. He walked 1 and struck out 4 on 71 tosses. Out of the bullpen for Rapids, Danny Kerr got the 5th. Nick Perry in the 6th. Kelly Crumpton in the 7th. Scoring for KZU started with 1 in the 3rd, a leadoff solo homer for Savi Delgado. 5 put up in the top of inning 5. All 9 Growler hitters to the plate in that inning, highlighted by a 2-run homer off the bat of Gabe Springer. Wisconsin Rapids got their lone run in the bottom of inning number 6. That was a solo homer for Chris Arroyo to dead center field. Number 6 on the season for the University of Virginia commit. One more put up in the top of the 7th for Kalamazoo was all Ryan Kraft needed here tonight. Once again, 7 runs on 9 hits, an error, and 8 left on for the visitors. And for your Raptors, a run on 6 hits, no errors, and 4 left on. Kraft the win, Scott the loss. Time of the game, 2 hours and 8 minutes, an awesome sellout crowd tonight, 1,570 Raptor fans in attendance, 86 degrees and sunny at the time of first pitch. We had an awesome walk-off in Game 1, a comeback victory for the Rats. They split this doubleheader today and the season series with the Growlers, each team winning a ball game at the other's yard. We'll be back in action tomorrow, a 3:05 first pitch from Capital Credit Union Park in Ashwaubenon, home of the Green Bay Rockers, in the beginning of a 2-game series about an hour and 40 minutes away from here. Pre-game show around 2:55. You can catch us right here on your FM AM dials at 97.5, 1320, or on your Civic Media apps for WFHR, locally grown radio. Signing off for now from the Winterfield Press Box, Raptors split it today here with Kalamazoo. Raptors win Game 1, 7-6, and lose Game 2, 7-1. We'll catch you tomorrow. Once again, thanking you as always for tuning into this presentation of Raptor Baseball on WFHR, locally grown radio.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane power generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on W.
Want to get out of just about anything and look like an earth-saving hero? Just use the environment excuse. High school reunion? Ooh, sorry, can't. Planetary obligations. Unfortunate bridesmaid's dress? Unfortunately, you promised the climate you'd buy more vintage. Chauffeuring teens? Yeah, the Earth really needs them to hoof it. That's right, the environment is always the best excuse. So go ahead. Ask your bae to dim all the lights because carbon emissions. Tell your dad-botted dad to eat more plants. For the planet, obviously. Kindly tell the kids to stop asking for a new phone. I mean, e-waste, right? Find your out and opt in to cutting carbon. Just visit theenvironmentexcuse.org. A public service announcement brought to you by WildAid.
You've been listening to Rafter Baseball here on WFHR, brought to you by 8th Street Auto, American Shaman, Mid-State Technical College, Skyward, Aspirus Health, Solaris, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Delta Dental of Wisconsin, S&S Distributing, Econ Electric, Greenaway RV, Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, Pro Seamless of Wisconsin, Swiftwater Ice Cream, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep Dodge. Listen into Rafters Baseball here on WFHR all summer long, or check us out on the Civic Media app.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rap.
As veterans, we're no strangers to helping others.
It's what we were taught, trained, and told to do.
It could be for anything. Helping a friend move.
Listening to a fellow veteran for hours, at any hour of the day.
Or just simply making time for people. A neighbor, a loved one, or even a stranger.
We're often the first to help others. There's no question about it.
But we do have one question for the veterans listening.
When was the last time you reached out for help?
Perhaps it's time to do for yourself what you would do for others.
If you or someone you know needs resources, whether it's for stress, finances, employment, or mental health, don't wait. Reach out.
Find more information at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on...
Since the moment you were born, I've made 1,000 wishes. Wishes for your future. In a world that's changing fast. For all of the things you may one day do. Do play and laugh. Do win and lose. Do learn from your mistakes. And challenge yourself to grow. Do not be afraid. Or make decisions based in fear. Do it all with confidence and with kindness and strength. Do call your mom and ask her for advice. And always do your best to remember that no matter what you do in this life,
thank you.
What matters to me is that you keep doing. I love you always, Mom. Inspire kids to do at 4-H.org.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey,
You're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUS Kids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. I grew up on tour with my parents. Kind of different, but we bonded over music just like other families do over sports, camping, or other interests. And we talked. Little everyday conversations from silly to serious that built a foundation over time. Honest conversations, like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life. And I was so grateful that you and Mom had become these sober, stable people who were always there for me.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs, whether it's music or anything else. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213. Or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the game.
Like our basic fundamental right to vote in Indian communities. And I think I've mentioned this a number of times, especially in the last election when I was working here in Minnesota on Get Out the Vote in Indian Country, how many Native folks didn't even realize that they could vote. They thought they were limited to their tribal elections. I don't think that that's the big secret anymore, but we do want to make sure that the tribes across the nation have access to the ballot box, that they get registered, and they have the opportunity to make the choices that are going to be detrimental to them and their families.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we talk a lot of organizations, and of course we talk about our friends here locally that have really sprung out nationally too, is Make Voting a Tradition here in the Twin mm-hmm. Cities by another leg of Native American Community Development Institute here in the Twin Cities that do just such great work. And they're everywhere now, and they're registering people. And I know you were talking about a couple cycles ago that over 9,000 new registered voters up in the reservations up north were signed up. And that's substantial, you know, when you're talking, you know, Wisconsin you know, it was less than 10,000 votes that Biden by and won by, and also 10,000 or 20,000 votes that Trump won by. So that's like 3 votes in each county.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it adds up. I think sometimes people think, oh, I'm just one vote, and it doesn't make a big difference. You know, somebody else will step up and do it. But those one votes accumulate into hundreds and then thousands and then tens mm-hmm. of thousands, and it can make or break an election. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's not that hard to do. I mean, if you get registered, if you ask for an early ballot, you can oftentimes, you know, just get it mailed in, get it done ahead of time. I know for a lot of our Native communities across the nation, they just live so far from right. town, and there aren't ballot boxes, or they place ballot boxes, the counties place ballot boxes in unfriendly areas like the police right. station or something like that. Mm-hmm. I know that next year, Representative Greenman and I are going to be working on sort of a voting reform in mm-hmm. Indian Country for Minnesota. But we've been working really hard, especially in Minnesota, to ensure that there is access to easy voting. So if you do live way out in town, if you're coming into town, you can drop your ballot off early. Things like that. If, you know, if you don't have that mail access, you know, remember when they were saying you can't vote if you don't have an actual like house address,
right?
And, you know, our communities are oftentimes very spread out, and they right. don't have a house address or a street address or an avenue address, you know, left of the Butte out in Montana, you know, whatever it is, they just didn't have it. And so they were saying you can't vote.
All right.
Not the American way, and it certainly is illegal.
Well, so, we had our friend Christy Noem really making it hard on North Dakota tribes. I remember mm-hmm. They were getting rid of places to vote as it was mm-hmm. getting close to the election, and making it super hard to vote. So that's just amplifying a little bit of what you're saying in our neighboring states.
Yeah.
Thank goodness I live in Minnesota.
Yes, you know, I've been going to conference after conference this summer, and so many people ask me, how are you getting all that stuff done in Minnesota? How is it that you can move really good legislation in Minnesota? Well, you know, it doesn't hurt to have the trifecta. Yeah. But also, there's a lot of good people in Minnesota who, you know, might represent themselves as Democrat or Republican, but we have a lot of independent voters, I have a feeling, who really vote on the issue and they vote on the individual. Mm-hmm. And so sometimes that's hard to track, but we are really fortunate to be here in Minnesota and have the reproductive freedoms that we have, the quality of living as far as the environment goes, our roads and bridges, our infrastructure. Education isn't where we want it yet, but we're working on that. And that's the thing, is that we have the opportunity to work on these. It's not like, well, I'll never get it passed. No, they will never give us money for any of this stuff, so why even try? We Dems just keep trying and building on what the successes that we've had so far. And I do oftentimes feel really sorry for those other legislators coming from states yeah. that just don't have the opportunity Minnesota has.
Well, it was a bipartisan vote for our MMIWR office, correct?
Yeah.
That's huge. And I did get my plates ordered. I had to pay a couple of years worth of tabs, and then plus the charge for the plate, but I'm going to have that. It's going to say Land BK.
Nice. Yeah. Ooh, that's a good one. That's a really good one.
Yeah, there was Ho-Chunk was taken, and I forgot. I was for some reason I was a dumb, and I was thinking, well, there's different plates for different designer plates, but they all have this different numbers and different letters. So you can't mm-hmm. have the same, even if it's a regular plate, I can't have the one say in Ho-Chunk because mm-hmm. I tried with an O and also with a zero and somebody must have got it a long time ago. I wasn't even thinking, but there was no land BK.
Wow, I can't believe that wasn't taken already.
Yeah, I'm excited. Wendy's yeah. excited too, I can see. Well, yeah, and then that was bipartisan, and so that really does amplify what you said. If it's good legislation, good people, and good ideas, and presented in a good way, mm-hmm. people cross lines.
Yeah, they will. So we'll just keep plugging away at it and see where it takes us.
Well, what else? We got like a minute left. What's your week looking like here? I know there's always something going on, and yeah. I'm sure we'll have some surprise visits from whoever is going to be the new vice president pick from Vice President Harris, and that'll be fun, and we'll be able to talk about that, and I'm sure they'll travel here, and, you know, just let me know, Mary, when you get to meet Harris, Wendy and I will come along and okay. hang out with you and get a yeah. selfie.
Yeah, I'm just really excited about what's to come here. And mm-hmm. I know we're all on pins and needles about who the choice for lieutenant or vice president will be. I mean, Minnesotans, there have been a few guys yeah. that have already been considered for vice presidency. And
Humphrey was.
Yeah, there's that. Humphrey, and then we've had a few other ones, so they know what they're going to get when they come from Minnesota, and it can only be good.
And Mondale too was vice president.
Mondale, yep.
That's right. Hey, thanks, State Senator Mary Kunish. Have a great weekend and a great week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good, everybody. Wopula Tonka.
See you later. Hey, this is Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be right back with Wendy Pilot with our sacred animal section. Stay with us. Oh,
the city of Minneapolis is now on Native Roots Radio with Minneapolis AIR. AIR stands for American Indian Relations. Guest host Christine McDonald talks to people about important things affecting the city's Native communities. Minneapolis AIR dives into topics like public safety, public health, elections, and so much more. Tune in to Minneapolis AIR on Native Roots Radio from 5 to 6 p.m. on the second Wednesday of every month, right here on AM 950.
J&S Bean Factory is a Native-owned, community-supported, cozy, artsy coffee shop which offers roasted on-site beans, live music, and baked goods. Relax in the beautiful outside patio. City Pages writes, voted top 10 coffee shops. Tucked into a quiet corner of St. Paul's Highland Park neighborhood, this coffee shop roasts beans on-site from the best coffee-growing countries in the world. Located at 1518 Randolph Avenue, St. Paul. The good stuff.
The Powderhorn Art Fair is celebrating 33 years of community and local art on the weekend of August 3rd and 4th. This year's event will be the biggest yet, with a record number of artists and vendors. Over 190 local and regional artists will exhibit their work, offering diverse art from clay and digital art to jewelry and woodwork. Floral and garden vendors will bring extravagant bouquets and blooming artistry to the park. And the Powderhorn Art Fair will highlight local businesses, arts nonprofits, and eco-conscious upcycle artists. Whether you're an art enthusiast or a casual buyer, there's something for everyone. Plus, enjoy sweet and savory treats from more than 20 food trucks. There's the kid-friendly family zone, packed with creative activities. And don't miss the on-site DJ providing vibrant sounds throughout the weekend. The Powderhorn Art Fair is free to the public, with proceeds supporting PPNA community initiatives. Make plans to head to the Powderhorn Art Fair on Saturday and Sunday, August 3rd and 4th from 10 to 5 at Powderhorn Park in Minneapolis. More at powderhornartfair.com.
Hi, I'm Jane Fonda, and you're listening to Native Roots Radio.
And we're back to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and this is Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl!
Did you just say thank you and and wolf and wolf talk.
Our cat once said thank you
a couple times. Freaked me out, Wendy. Your cat Wendy brought a cat to us from New York, and not only could he talk, he kind of had a New York street accent too when he did it.
I love that.
Right?
Introduce me.
Hey, Wendy. I want to introduce my awesome and beautiful wife, Wendy. Wendy Pilot's been an animal advocate. Why am I saying this in a Southern accent? An animal advocate for many years, and she's been spewing out some beautiful sacred animal section on Native Roots Radio for over 8 years. So welcome, Wendy.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. My name is Hanaji Hihani. That means cares for them. And I was given that name by my Dega Curtis. Curtis goes by Mashke Hanajingo, which means walks on white clouds. I'm a humane policy volunteer leader for the Humane Society of the United States. And I work on animal issues at the local and state level. It's always my pleasure. I have some hard facts to not just fun facts. I do have fun facts.
Yay.
But before we get to the fun facts, I just want to give a shout out for some facts that are kind of hard to hear. But I think maybe if some people hear these facts, they would be more inclined to go to the shelter or foster an animal. So here are seven facts about animal shelters.
I want a dog.
I know. We have a dog. Okay, so 7 million dogs and cats are euthanized every year because the shelters are too full. 7 million. That's a lot. Homeless animals outnumber humans 5 to 1.
So that means we have to, each one of us have to have 5 dogs. I just want another one. Just
yeah,
one, Wendy,
so 5 dogs. So I thought it was less, but it is, well, or 5 animals, 5. You know, I thought it was more for cats. I thought that was 7 to 1.
Cats.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do listen.
This was shocking to me. I didn't know this, but 90% of pets that come into the shelter are not spayed or neutered.
How many?
90%.
Wow.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I had no idea.
There it is right there.
There it is right there. You know, the shelters do a great job of making sure that the animals are spay and neutered before they are adopted out. Most of the shelters are really good about making sure they're vaccinated and have all their wellness checks and things like that. So, you know, that's why sometimes adoption fees could be a little bit expensive, but all those things cost money, you know. Most strays are not kept indoors or provided with ID tags. So, of
Jeez.
Course, yeah. So the strays that are out there, you know. Okay, so more than 25% of the dogs that are brought into the animal shelter are purebred dogs.
How many?
25% of the dogs brought into the shelter are purebred dogs. Mm. You know, a lot of people want a specific breed just because they watched it in a movie or, you know,
Chihuahuas.
or something. So they see this dog in the movies mm-hmm. and they're like, oh, I want that kind of dog. But they don't really do the research to find out whether that dog is a good fit for their family, if there's kids, if they live in an apartment, how much exercise the dog needs, how much care it needs. So then they get the animal and they're like, whoa, this is not what I bargained for, right?
Wow.
And then people are just like, oh my gosh, I don't have the time and energy to train the dog. You know, when you get a dog, a lot of people think like they come trained, like, you know, but they don't. You have to spend a lot of time training the dog and, you know, spending time with the dog so it knows.
Our dog is, and cats over the years have trained us. So
Wanda has me trained for sure.
Yeah.
You see her when we're out for a walk. Jeez. Oh my God, this dog, seriously.
She wants a treat. She just looks at you.
Oh, I know, she's nuts. Oh, here's another one. Only 1 out of 10 dogs born will ever find a forever home.
What?
Yeah. Only 1 out of 10 dogs born will ever find a forever home.
That's ridiculous.
So whether they'll be in the shelter, they'll be adopted out and then returned. Yeah. Isn't that crazy? So adopting from a shelter will save a life. We know that. So contact your local shelter and make a difference.
Let's do it right after the show.
I know, right?
We'll pick one out for Haley too.
I would always like to go like the underdog, you know, the dog who's been there the longest or hasn't, you know, who's the oldest, maybe has some like medical issues and have a small chance of being adopted. So that's,
we did that with Princess, our cat.
Yeah.
And she ended up being just an awesome, beautiful being.
Yeah.
That loved me.
Yes, she did love you. So, you know, I've been collecting these little memes.
Yeah. Right? And it's funny you describe them over the radio, which I think is awesome.
Sometimes it's hard. I hope that I'm able to convey what the memes are saying. So this is a really cute one. It's all these dogs, and they're in a circle. And this is called the Dogs Afraid of Cats Support Group. Dogs afraid of cats support group. So the one dog says, I have nightmares about puffy tails and claws in my face. And then the next dog says, me too. And then the next dog says, I'm going to tell her it's my bed and she shouldn't be sleeping in it. And then the next dog says, you've been saying that for a month, Bruce. So I see it all the time. Like, you know, if you're on TikTok or Instagram, a lot of dogs are really afraid of cats. So the dog will be tiptoeing down the hallway because he knows that the cat's at the end of the hallway, and he goes really, really slow because the cats, you know, could be nasty. They jump out at you. Right. I have a picture. This is years ago when we had Pancho, our aww chihuahua. He was at the top of the stairs, and Lucy was laying in the middle of the stairs. And
poor thing.
Pancho would not walk down the stairs because Lucy was laying on one of the steps, because she would have swatted him. He knew it, you know.
She had a good jab, like a jab, jab, jab.
Right
to the dog's head.
She really did.
Your guys' stairs are steep too.
Yeah, our stairs are steep. So I took a picture of it, and I put it on Facebook. Again, this is years ago, and I said, you know, I put it as Lucy saying, "You shall not pass," mm-hmm. And I got a lot of likes on that one.
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
So we all know that dog's life is much shorter than human life. It's important to take time to spend allowing the dog so the dog can be a dog, right? Mm-hmm. Sniffing, rolling, digging, exploring, and making choices. I want Wanda to have some autonomy over her little body and her choices. So sometimes, like, I let her
make... Kamala, then.
I let her make decisions on like which way we go, or if, you know, we get to a corner, like she'll let me know which way she wants to go.
Vote BP Harris then.
And if I don't want to go that way or we can't go that way, I find myself negotiating at the corner with Wanda about why we can't go that way. You know, Wanda, you know, it's too dark. It's not this. I tell her, like, the pavement's too hot down there. There's not enough trees or shade. Like, I find myself talking to her like she understands what I'm doing. But allowing the dog to express themselves naturally, even when they're on the leash. So sometimes Wanda will be walking and she'll, you know, sniff around, and I don't know what she smells, but she'll just like roll on her back and like really, really roll in it.
Yeah,
I really like, you know, wiggle her back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. But she really is having the time of her life. And I read somewhere when a dog does that, of course, they're in something stinky and you don't know what it is. But it's you know, releasing endorphins and dopamine and serotonin and all those good feeling hormones for them. And it's really a good way for them to you know, let out some steam. And then when she gets home, I wipe her down with a doggy wipe.
And she smells beautiful.
Lavender scented.
Wendy, you really messed me up. I took her for a walk, and then I wanted to go a certain way, and she would only go if I gave her a treat. Thank you, Wendy. Hey, great segment as always.
This is Locally Grown Radio, WFHR. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show on Monday, we will be recapping everything that happened over the weekend. I'm sure absolutely nothing never does. Join us. Don't miss out.
Matt and Air on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.